Mr. Newsom, I hope you're doing well. Good evening to you, sir.
I'm doing really good, fighting a little cold, but having a chance to be a part of a national championship 2 weeks ago, and now having the opportunity to get to play in the Super Bowl has been a very good start of 2013.
Yes, when we talked with you a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Notre Dame and the possibility of Alabama being there. I'd like to get your analysis of the championship game.
Well, you know what? The first thing that I say, you know, I get the opportunity to go to one or two Alabama games a year, and we have a great following. But when they played that Notre Dame fight song down in Sun Life Stadium, it was intimidating. I've never been in a venue where Alabama people, it was louder than we had ever seen. To me, it was very intimidating. But then the game started. You know what? I think with Nick, I think he knows how to continue to get his players better in different phases of the year. You know, and I think it shows up in that final game that they are probably playing their best football when they get to that national championship game. And I don't know if any other teams are like that.
Your friendship and relationship goes back quite a few years with Nick Saban. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, you know, we worked together in Cleveland, you know, and then he got the Michigan State job. So we've maintained a relationship. And then once he became the head coach at Alabama, you know, he needed someone that understood the Alabama culture. And because he and I had a relationship together, you know, our partnership and our relationship just grew because, you know, I was someone that he could call and ask some questions about, you know, the University of Alabama, the state of Alabama, and so forth. And so I enjoy talking with Nick. And we talk about all facets of the game, on the field, off the field, all of those things. I really enjoy my relationship with him. He called me on Monday. On Tuesday. And, you know, he wanted to talk, you know, some football with me on Tuesday morning. So I enjoy my relationship with Nick, and I don't think we could have a better football coach at our university right now.
What makes him so good? Because you know the behind-the-scenes Nick Saban. You saw him as an assistant coach there in Cleveland. What makes him so good?
Number one, he's very thorough. The other thing, he's a very good teacher. And now what I think he's really developed, the ability to communicate to his players. And communicate to where they understand him, and he understands them. And the other thing that he has, he works as hard as anybody. He's probably the first one in the office and the last one to leave. He loves recruiting, you know. So every aspect of the game that he's involved in, he loves doing.
Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. I do want to go back to Coach Bryant. I've got a couple of questions about that. But Baltimore Ravens, what you guys have been able to do to get to New Orleans and play in the Super Bowl, it's been an amazing few weeks here for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, it has been. I mean, we went through a point, we had a very bad loss to Denver, but I think this team has some resiliency about it. I think this team has some resolve. And even though, you know, things were not going well for us, this team knew what their mission was. Their mission was to win the division, to get into the playoffs, win enough games to go to the Super Bowl. They never lost the vision of what we were trying to accomplish, and we started to get healthy. We started to get guys healthy, and the guys started to get back, but along the way, our young players got a chance to play and understand what it takes, the commitment that they need in order for us to be successful on the field. That helped also.
NFL Hall of Fame, Crimson Tide great. If you're ranking 1 through 5 that ever put on the Crimson jersey, Ozzie Newsome has got to be a part of that list. We're talking with Ozzie Newsome, the general manager for the Baltimore Ravens. Looking at your football team there in Baltimore, what does it take to win a Super Bowl? And I know you guys are one game away from that. But as you try to analyze that team.
I think it takes, we know. And how we won the three playoff games. It's number one, we got to stop the run. You got to stop the run, because if you allow people to dictate the game by running the football on you, you got a problem. The other thing is, when they get in the red area, you got to make them kick field goals. You got to keep them from getting cheap touchdowns, you know. Offensively, we got to have a balance. But the biggest thing is, we can't turn the football over. If you turn the football over, then you got a chance to even give it up 3 or 7. And so that's the formula. It hadn't changed. And that's what we'll try to use next Sunday when we play against the 49ers.
What has the game done to evolve since you were a player? Where's the biggest changes you see as now being a manager for the Baltimore Ravens?
A lot of situational substitution. It used to be just 11-on-11. Now the game, the other aspect of the game is now it's played out of the shotgun. You know, the quarterback is very seldom under center. You're playing against three wides. So, you know, where the game used to be played inside the hashes, now the game is played, you know, on 53 and a third yard. You know, you have to be able to cover the whole field. So that's where it has changed. You know, the athletes are bigger and faster, but the game has changed from the aspect of people lined it up and it was mano on mano. It's not that way anymore.
Looking back at your recruiting days, coming out of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, what was it like when you got that offer to the University of Alabama to come play football?
Well, I mean, I was honored. I was humbled to be, you know, asked by Coach Brown to come down there and play. But I committed to go to Auburn first. So
now, I don't know if we've ever heard this story.
Oh, yeah, I committed to go to Auburn, but 3 days later, I changed my mind. Auburn, Phil Gargis was the quarterback at Auburn, and he and I had been, you know, passer receiver in high school, had won a state championship, so I thought it was an opportunity. Coach Jordan was telling Phil and I we could be the next Sullivan and Beasley. So I committed to Auburn, but I eventually changed my mind when John Mitchell came up and spent some time with me, and I signed with Alabama because at the end of the day, I wanted to win.
We want to talk about Coach Bryant because tomorrow marks an anniversary, the passing of Coach Bryant. What did he mean to you as a player?
It's number one, he taught me that each and every day I could get better. So he got you to understand that, you know, complacency is not, should never be a part of your life. He got me to understand that being a part of a team and respecting other people's abilities and them respecting yours is the ultimate. But the other thing is, you know, I got pictures and quotes in my office where he talked about always showing your class and always being, having some poise about you. So, and the lessons, and I've talked to Alabama people on a daily basis, and all of us that play for Coach Bryant, the lessons that he was teaching us as players are the lessons that we're living today.
And so you're able to still use those in your general manager responsibilities now?
No question. No question. The things that he taught us about life, about how he helped us to mature, to become young men into older men while we were there from 18 to 22 years old, those are the same lessons that I can use in my job, and these are the same things that I can talk to the players about down in the locker room.
You've done a great job of using chemistry to build your football team there in Baltimore. When you evaluate a player in April for the National Football League draft, what are you looking for?
I guess it comes down to number one, you got to have the ability, the position specific for whatever it is. But the other thing is do you have respect for the game and respect for the other players? I think that's what defines character. You know, if you respect our game and you respect the way the other players play the game, and then you got the physical abilities that fit the different positions, then you got a chance to be a Baltimore Raven.
Well, Ozzie Newsome, your legend continues, no doubt. One of the talked about players here as we talk about history of Alabama football. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Next Sunday, go win another championship for the Baltimore Ravens. Thank you so much for being part of our show here in Tuscaloosa.
Thank you, and I enjoyed talking about you. And on the anniversary of his death, it's good to be able to talk about Coach Bryant.